RadioMD.com. This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
All right, I got an empty toolbox here. I need to understand tools. Yes, I do. Just look at this thing. It's got cobwebs and spiders rolling around in it. Come on. I need some tools for a lasting relationship. And believe it or not, Michelle, we have a book that says People Tools for Love and Relationships. And we have the author here. This is going to be so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Which I desperately need.
It's never going to end, is it, Michelle? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, it never does. Never does.
Alan Fox is the author of People Tools for Love and Relationships. And he is also the author of two other best-selling People Tools books, one for business, and we've got The Journey for Us. And, oh, my gosh, this is fabulous. First of all, Alan, welcome to Her Radio, and we want to understand what these people tools are to be able to help us with a relationship. So start right on in.
Okay, well, thank you for the introduction. I think the most important thing in life is relationships and getting along with other people, whether it's in business, with your coworkers, your boss, or your customers, or in your relationships. And People Tools for Love and Relationships is exactly that. And the first chapter, and I think this is very important, is that the key is you. And that's the good news and the bad news. It's good news because you have a lot more power than you think in your relationship, and you can make it happen. And that's the good news. And these people tools are techniques of dealing with your relationships better or getting a relationship. The bad news is it's up to you, and you have to do it yourself. You can't rely on other people.
Uh-oh. Me. It's all about me. Right. It's all up to me? Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
And have I talked to you about me enough? Wait a minute. Yeah, we haven't talked about me enough. Okay, now go for it.
So do you think people have a hard time comprehending the journey from me to us? Is that part of the problem with relationships?
Absolutely. Because we all start out as me. We want what we want. We're out for ourselves. And in a relationship, you have to compromise because you have somebody else who wants things for them. So, you know, it's a matter of give and take and negotiation. And, you know, whether you like it or not, that's really what a relationship is about.
All right. So now I've got a toolbox in front of me, right? And we're going to start filling it up with people tools because you, Alan Fox, the author of this wonderful book, People Tools for Love and Relationships, are going to gift us with some of these. So I see here in the potential toolbox, how to be the right person. What does that mean?
Absolutely. I think we mostly grow up with the idea that you grow up, fall in love, get married, and live happily ever after.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work
out, we're done.
We know what the problem is. Found the wrong person. Let's dump them and get somebody else. I
Next.
Think that. And, you know, after my
Been
first
there.
Two marriages broke up, I decided maybe it's something that I have to do. And I think the key is being authentic and being real in your relationship. And I've been married now for almost 35 years, and it
yeah,
works out
you.
A lot better that way.
All right.
Good for you. So, okay, so we got tool number two. Let's say, I'm going to say the hammer. Use the hammer as an example.
There it
is. Best defense is no defense. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. When your partner has a problem, you can either have an intent to defend. In other words, tell them, oh, they're wrong. I didn't do that. You do that more than I do. Whatever. That's defensive. Or you can have an intent to learn and just say, okay, tell me more about it. And often just listening will solve the problem. And really expressing your care and love for your partner by listening to them. And don't be defensive. Don't tell them you didn't do it. Don't tell them they're wrong because they have their point of view. So it's very, very important that you should remember that the best defense is no defense. Don't defend.
I love that because I'm always running to the offense thing.
Me and too.
Yeah, I got to get myself off the football field and start dealing with, you know, smooth relationships here. Well, the next tool I see is something about the fact that no one is perfect, so it's all about faults. What's that about?
Ooh.
Absolutely. Well, in my career, I deal in commercial real estate, and occasionally something of properties available. WAF, with all faults, meaning if a roof leaks, too bad, the buyer has to fix it. And you have to remember, you're getting your partner, and you are coming into a relationship, WAF, with all faults. And
oh, I love
do not
that.
Expect,
I love that.
Yeah. And nobody's perfect. You can't expect your partner to be perfect, or your boss to be perfect, or your friends to be perfect, and you shouldn't even expect yourself to be perfect. So I think that's an important tool to get along better in every relationship.
So let's go to the next tool. Catch them being better? What's that about?
Absolutely. I think everybody's had the same experience I have. I tell my wife I want something that goes on for years and years, and finally she does it. And I'm so frustrated. Instead of saying, honey, that's great, thank you, I say, well, it's about time. Well, you know,
that's me. What took you so long? Geez, yeah. It's been 30 yeah. years. Get over it already.
So when you get what you want, be appreciative. Compliment the other person. Say, hey, that's great. Thank you. And then just stop. Don't tell them that you've been waiting for 30 years. That's out.
Yeah, you know, that's really, really important. I love, you know, looking at these tools, how to be the right person, you know, to really be able to, you know, sit back and kind of know yourself. The best defense is no defense at all. In other words, take a chill for crying out loud. And that listening issue is so incredibly important. It's something Michelle and I talk about all the time. Most people don't listen. They talk at each other. And I think that's a huge issue. And when you get into a relationship, it's like, honey, you know, it's a package deal, doll. You know, a false, I love to call it false freckles and fallibilities, all the F's, you know.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, would you see, there's Michelle. Okay,
I go right to my...
Michelle.
But, you know, friends, too. I mean, let's be clear. This relationships are... You know, lover, husband, coworkers, friends, and we all have our faults. But, you know, Alan, for me, what is that you want people to really gain from reading your book?
Well, I think, you know, that's something I wanted to know. I would have been better off knowing when I was 20. I'm now 75. So I've put together everything I've learned, often by my mistakes, and sharing that with people so you know how somebody else does it. And I think I have some pretty good ideas on how to improve all of your relationships.
Well, what's the one thing, if you were to tell us, you know, like one amazing point that would really make a difference in someone's relationship right now, what would it be?
Absolutely. You know, whenever you get on an airplane, they give you a little speech which says, put on your own oxygen mask first, then take care of your children or others. And in a relationship, it's so important. Don't become subservient to the relationship. You've got to take care of yourself, because only when you take care of your own emotional needs and your own life can you offer support and comfort to your partner or to your friends. So put on your own oxygen mask first. Take care of yourself.
That's good advice. We talk about that all the time, Pam.
Absolutely.
I mean, and women have a harder time with that than anyone.
And you sound, you know, Alan, really crystal clear about this. You said you're 75 years old?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You sound so fabulously crisp and clear on top of it. And someone who really has wit and wisdom about this entire issue. I really think that this is fabulous. And we're really, really happy that you've shared with us your tools. Everyone out there, we've been talking to Alan Fox, who's the author of People Tools for Love and Relationships. And boy, have we learned some great stuff here. Alan, thank you so much. Your website is peopletoolsbook.com for everyone out there to go ahead and click on right about now. All right. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio, Alan. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Ladies, you've got tools in your toolkit now. Now go use them. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.